This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
There's only one. There's only one pod in the Motor City that's keeping you up to date on everything Detroit sports. This is the Daily Ticket with your host, Jeff Rieger.
Everybody, what's going on? Jeff Rieger, another episode of the Daily Ticket. This one for a hump day. It's the 20th of March, and it is 2024. And I had what I thought was a brilliant podcast already prepared for you. It was about Lions free agency. Do we need to apologize to Brad Holmes? Somebody at this very radio station, I don't know why I'm giving you a thumbs up, but somebody at this radio station, maybe they're telling me to apologize to Brad Holmes. But Doug Karsh from the Midday Show said, we should all apologize to Brad Holmes if you were underwhelmed by his free agency moves before he was done with the whole thing. I made a podcast about it. I think it was a good one. I'll give that to you tomorrow. Today, I decided to stay late after the Red Wings broadcast because we got to talk about the Wings. I wanted to call an audible because what happened last night at Little Caesars Arena was remarkable. Biggest win of the fucking season. Unbelievable. I truly believe this, and maybe you think, well, you know what? Shut up, Rieger. You're being too much rainbow and sunshine. But if the Red Wings make the postseason, we're going to think back to this day. And yes, I thought that after the Buffalo win on Saturday, but then they followed that up by getting doubled up by the Pittsburgh Penguins 6-3. But I truly believe what we witnessed last night in downtown Detroit, we're going to remember that game forever. That was not only a remarkable win, not only a much-needed win, but it was about as thrilling as it gets in the NHL and really in Detroit sports altogether. We should break it down, shall we? So the Wings are playing the Columbus Blue Jackets. Detroit had lost 8 of 9 games. They had lost their playoff spot to the Washington Capitals. They needed a win, and lucky for them, the Blue Jackets blow. Worst team in the Eastern Conference. One of the worst teams in all the NHL. Wings should make quick work with them. Now, yes, they had players that were sick. Little bug was going around the room. Michael Rasmussen, he played, but he was ill. Jake Walman had a lower body injury. They're still without Dylan Larkin. They're still without Ville Husso. I don't care. You got to win a game like that. If you want to go to the postseason for the first time since 2016, you have to win a game like that after a stretch like you've been on against an inferior team. Then they came out and they were down 2-0 like that. One period in the books, the Wings trailed 2-0. I was fucking furious. I think other Wings fans too. Like, it's one thing to talk about injuries and people being sick, but at some point, you just got to win. No more excuses. You just got to win. The way you've been playing has been unacceptable. There's a reason I did a podcast on Monday about firing Derek Lalonde, because I believe it. But there is 3 periods to hockey. Wings came back out in the second period. Lucas Raymond, he's been unbelievable. We're going to talk about him momentarily. But he scored a goal to make it 2-1. Then Mo Sider scored a goal to tie things up. So it's 2-2 after 2. Got a nice ring to it, right? Third period gets going. Massive third period. Tons of anxiety in downtown Detroit at Little Caesars Arena. And on the power play, Kirill Marchenko scores his 18th of the season for Columbus. Wings are down 3-2. And despite winning faceoffs, having a lot of time in the offensive zone, they could not find a way to get the equalizer. It would have gone down as one of the worst losses, not just of the season, but maybe over the last decade. I am not being hyperbolic. I'm not exaggerating. You can't lose to that team in your spot when you need to be in the postseason and you're 1 point out. Wings kept pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. And then what happened? With 13 seconds left, I believe it was 12.7 to be exact, this happened. Take a listen.
The Red Wings have some magic. From the draw, pops up into that circle. Dug loose from the line. Gostis spare to Kane. Shoots the puck. Save me. Tarasenko. Raymond scores! Lucas Raymond with 12.6 seconds to go. Ties up the hockey game. 3-3. Woo!
All right, that's awesome. I mean, honestly, that is awesome. Lucas Raymond's been so unbelievable for the Wings. Do you know yesterday he had two goals, his 23rd and 24th? Lucas Raymond is keeping this team alive. Seven goals in his last five games. He's 21 years old. Contract year for Lucas Raymond as well. That dude is going to get paid. Do you know his first year, his rookie year back in 21-22? He had 23 goals. He now has 24 goals. There's 13 games left to play. That dude is on a freaking mission. Huge goal. Tied thing up, guaranteed the Wings at least 1 point. So they would be tied with the Washington Capitals. But you can't be happy with just one, especially against the Columbus Blue Jackets, a god-awful hockey team. You got to get two. So they went to overtime. And you know in overtime, who do you turn to? Turn to Patrick Kane. The funny thing about this entire skid, the veterans have not been good. Alex DeBrincat finally got an assist yesterday, first point in seven games. JT Compher had an assist last Saturday, but he hasn't been all that impressive. Ole Mata's won a cup. Where's he been, the defenseman? Andrew Kopp, he's gone deep in the postseason. Hasn't been a really good Red Wing. Like, the veterans that Steve Yzerman went out and got for this team during this stretch of bad hockey when the captain's been out, they've been nowhere to be found. They were made for these moments, and they've been nowhere to be found. But Patrick Kane's different. Patrick Kane, all he does is feed and feed and feed you. But last night, he got the game winner. Take a listen.
Seider over the Columbus line, drops it back. Here's Kane getting the feed. Left circle, moves in, tries to go upstairs. He scores! Jeanette Kane loose. Patrick Kane wins it for Detroit. The final score in Hockey Town in overtime. Red Wings 4, Columbus 3. What a win for the Red Wings in come-from-behind fashion.
All right, so that's the best win of the season. There's no question about it. And by the way, great calls by Ken Cal. When Lucas Raymond tied the game up in the third period with like 13 seconds remaining, I love how Kenny gave you the whoo! And Paul Woods, his reaction of surprise, like, oh, it was amazing. And then I thought that was a great call as well. Ken Cal has just this knack for capturing the moment. That's why he's the people's broadcaster. That's why he's a legend. An icon. That was a great call, and that was a great goal by Patrick Kane. Patrick Kane, people, in 38 games with the Red Wings, he's got 39 points. He's officially over a point a game after coming back with that hip resurfacing surgery. You know nobody's come back from that, right? You know nobody's come back from that surgery, with the exception of the greatest American hockey-born player of all time. He had 3 points last night, one goal and two assists. He's got a five-game point streak. He's got 7 points in his last five games. Him and Lucas Raymond are keeping this team afloat. And now, just like that, they've won two or three games. How about that? And by the way, they grabbed that playoff spot back, and they got help, too. So now if you look at the standings, and here I'll show you, there they are. I don't know if you could see that. If you're watching on YouTube, the light is drowning it out. There you go. You see that? That's better. So the Tampa Bay Lightning have 78 points. They have that top wild card spot. The Detroit Red Wings have 76 points. They have the second wild card spot. So they are within striking distance of the Lightning. The Lightning have won three in a row. The Red Wings have won two of three. The Red Wings are 2-8-0 in their last 10, but it doesn't matter because they're currently in a playoff spot. Now, later today, the Capitals are going to take on the Toronto Maple Leafs. The Maple Leafs lost yesterday. They're going to go play a second game of a back-to-back. They're going to be in our nation's capital, in D.C., at the Capitals building. So if the Capitals win that game, they're going to have a game in hand, and they're going to be 1 point up on you, and they're going to take back their playoff spot. But if somehow Toronto wins that game, then you're in great shape because you can go beat the Islanders on Thursday and take a three-point lead over the Capitals. Now, if the Capitals tie, they get a point and lose in overtime, then they go back to the playoff spot because they got a game in hand. What I'm trying to say is the Red Wings need to keep winning. They got teams chasing them right on their tail. And you know what?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This is going to be fun. This is going to be a fucking blast down the stretch. You know what's so funny? I've told this story before. I remember years ago, remember the Atlanta Thrashers? The Atlanta Thrashers didn't last long. Maybe they were around for, what, 5-6 years? But I remember one day going to Joe Louis Arena. It was like in March, right around tournament time. The Wings were in the postseason. We were just waiting for the postseason to start. That was back in the day where people were like, dude, wake me up when the first round begins. That was back then. Like, we took making the playoffs for granted, and you should get 25 straight years. Anyway, so the Atlanta Thrashers were in striking distance of the 8th seed. And I go into the media room, and I look around, and there's people from Atlanta doing a radio show. There's TV crews. There's all kinds of Atlanta writers. So I go to one of the wait staff at the media room. I'm like, what is going on here? It's the Atlanta Thrashers. Do they even care about hockey in Atlanta? And they're like, they're going for the 8th seed. So I went to go talk to one of their TV people. And he's like, you would not believe how pumped up, how fired up people in Atlanta are that the Thrashers might make the playoffs. I'm like, no kidding. I'm like, we make the playoffs all the time. Nobody gives a fuck. I remember after the game doing a radio topic about it. Would you like to be a team fighting for the 8th seed, or would you like to already be in? And it's a stupid question, right? But it's not, because there's something to be said for fighting to the very end, not knowing if you're going to get in, and then getting in, especially when you haven't been to the postseason forever. Little Caesars Arena has never hosted a playoff hockey series, ever. They hosted the Pistons for two playoff basketball games. They lost them both. They got swept by the Bucks. What I'm trying to say is, I can't help but to think of that time at Joe Louis Arena. Now, the Thrashers did not make the playoffs that year, but down the stretch was fun in the regular season. And now, all these years later, down the stretch is really fun in the regular season if you're a Red Wing fan. Every game is must watch. Every game you get fired up. And now it does look like the Wings hopefully are turning the corner. I know what you're going to say. Columbus sucks. You can't judge them. But I got good news for you. Ever since Patrick Waugh took over, they won six in a row. They got back in it. They caught the Detroit Red Wings. At one point, they overtook them. Now the Islanders have lost five in a row. They're a minus 20 goal differential. They're taking on water. Thursday night, tomorrow, at Little Caesars Arena, it's the Wings and the Islanders. Now, the Islanders aren't able to get in the postseason no matter what they do, even if they win, because they're 3 points back of the Wings. But that's a massive game. And from here on out, they're all massive. You play Washington again later on this season. You go to Nashville. That's going to be a huge game because the Preds are playing some pretty good hockey. Like, this is a blast. It's so much fun, and it's so much more fun because the Wings have won two or three. They've proven they can actually win some hockey games after losing seven in a row and an 8 of 9. Last night was big. Thursday against the Islanders is going to be big. Think about Thursday as a day. Tomorrow is going to be amazing. Michigan State plays Mississippi State. Oakland is going to play Kentucky. And the Wings are going to play the Islanders. And the winner of that game could end up going to the postseason. Huge game. And a huge win yesterday. An absolute massive W. We're going to remember this game for a long time. I am a firm believer of that. So there you go. Here's what we're going to do. We're not going to do comments today because I got comments tomorrow about yesterday's podcast. I'm curious where you are on this team. Are you watching every day like it's everything to you? Do you believe at the end of the day the Wings are going to get in? Or do you think they're going to miss their opportunity? Because they have not played great hockey. And even fun, and yeah, it was thrilling, and yeah, it was awesome. But you know what? You shouldn't lose to the Columbus Blue Jackets, and you shouldn't make it close when your playoff life is on the line and they got nothing to play for. I get it. Wings are probably gripping the stick a little hard. I get it. Columbus is probably playing free and easy because it doesn't matter to them. Doesn't matter. You want to make the postseason, you win games like this. It's that simple. I know what Victor Martinez used to say, the former Detroit Tiger. Every time the Tigers lost to a bad team, he said, listen, they drive Mercedes too. The Columbus Blue Jackets, I'm sure, maybe drive Mercedes too. Doesn't matter. You got to beat a team like that. And they found a way. It was ugly. It was thrilling. It was fun. They found a way to come back. They found a way to come out with a couple points. So I'm curious what you think. Hit me up in the comment section. That was a massive W. Are you into this? Or is it just all free agency and maybe the NCAA tournament, or maybe it's just all the NFL? Are you enjoying this? Were you screaming at the top of your lungs yesterday? Both because you were pissed early and then elated late. And do you think they get in? 13 games remaining. Big one tomorrow. Huge one tonight. Washington beats the Flames. They grab that spot right back. Patrick Kane's been amazing. Lucas Raymond's been outstanding. I don't know what the Wings are going to do with their goalie situation. Like, Alex Lyon's been overworked. I think it's going to be James Reimer for the foreseeable future. Maybe they get Ville Husso back. Maybe they don't. Eventually, they're going to get Dylan Larkin back, and that's only going to help. So there you go. I felt the need to do a special podcast because that was such a big win for the Wings last night. Let me know what you think. Hit me up in the comments. We'll catch you tomorrow on a Thursday, which is actually going to be the podcast that I made yesterday, but you need to see it. I think it's a good one. And then on Friday, we'll react to the NCAA tournament. We'll react to Kentucky and Oakland, Michigan State and Mississippi State. MSU is going to win that one. I mean, literally, an MSU team will win that game. And, of course, the Red Wings and the Islanders. All right, we'll catch you tomorrow on the Daily Ticket. Have a great day, everybody. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!